I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, when you think of Latin American athletes competing in the U.S., you probably think baseball. But we'll tell you about Venezuela's Gravis Vasquez in just a few minutes. He's a University of Maryland basketball standout. But first, we continue to mark Veterans Day. Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak is not the only veteran currently serving in the House of Representatives, but he is the highest-ranking former service member in Congress. The congressman spent 31 years in the U.S. Navy, where he retired as a two-star admiral. He's a Democrat in his second term, representing the state's 7th district, and now he's trying to bring attention to incarcerated veterans. Congressman Sestak's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee, and he's with us now. Congressman Sestak, are you with us?
I am, Michelle.
First, let me thank you for your service.
Thank you, Michelle. They're the best years of my life.
And I understand that you're spending part of the day visiting prisons and meeting with incarcerated veterans. Why have you chosen to spend part of your Veterans Day this way?
Well, you know, we had a case this past year of a fellow young vet that was being taken care of by the VA. Then he was arrested, and there was no transition for his mental health state and the medical help he was having from the VA over to the prison. He was kind of dropped, not purposely, but through the safety net. So when we looked into it, I found out that 61% of all veterans who are in prison are actually dependent upon a substance, alcohol or drugs. And we actually have about 46% of all our prisoners across America are in prison because of a drug violation. And we have coming home from Iraq and Pakistan, Afghanistan, about 20% at least of our service members with post-traumatic stress disorder coming home in a savage recession, no jobs. Often the care may not be there or quite adequate for what they need. A lot of stress. They then turn to substance abuse, and to take care of their dependency, crimes are committed. How can I learn from these prisoners today?
It's been known for some time that post-traumatic stress is a factor for many veterans. Have we made any advances at all in addressing this question? And are there additional reforms that you feel are necessary to provide better care?
Absolutely. My first 2 years in Congress, after I got out of the military 3 years ago, we actually increased the amount of money going to mental health and to traumatic brain injury by almost $9 billion. But I met with the Veterans Administration, mental health doctors in Philadelphia, and what I'm finding out is that we still have this almost a closet disease. Members come home and they're worried if they stay in the military that if they report it, it may hurt their career. Second, when they come home, they're given a self-referral sheet. How do you feel? Suicidal or not? If we had 20% of our vets coming home with kidney disease, we'd be meeting them with kidney disease doctors, but in confidence. But more can be done. For example, overseas, we used to have in Iraq one mental or behavioral health expert for every 350 soldiers. Today, it's one for every 750. So I've had several amendments put in that actually have now gotten accepted to where we have a better preventive screening before they go. Number two, we are doing a deep study now, just been authorized for how to better treat them. But no, there's so much more to be done.
Wait, can I just get some clarity on one particular point? You said that the ratio of service members to medical personnel with these particular expertise has actually gotten worse over the years. Why is that?
I don't know yet. Part of this is I think they may have put more here at home, as those that were coming home needed more help because they were being outpaced. They were caught a bit by surprise. And here's why. Our soldiers in Iraq go outside the wire into a combat-like situation every day for 15 months. And they come for 12 and back for 15 months. It's unremitting on their mental state. In World War II, we had heroes in the most horrific of battles. But on average during that war, they had 182 days of combat with dwell time in between, so their physical nerves came and rested, which helped their mental state a lot. This is a different war. We're actually having prescriptions given to our troops overseas for antidepressants, etc. So when they come home, there's almost an unconscious dependency upon it. No, more needs to be done. And if this tragedy in Fort Hood highlighted anything, it's the tragedy that we've forgotten our military families that are under such stress. We used to have in the Navy the most wonderful of slogans on the commissary bags, Navy spouse. hardest job in the Navy. Only 0.3% of all American families are directly involved with their loved ones in the war in Iraq or Afghanistan the last 7 years. This is not just our service members. It's our families, our military families, that we have to think about and the stress on them.
Joe Sestak is a member of Congress. He represents Pennsylvania's 7th District. He is a Democrat. He's also a member of the House Committee on Armed Services. We should mention that he is a candidate for the United States Senate, and he joined us on the phone from Philadelphia. Congressman Sestak, let me thank you again for your service, and thank you for joining us on this
Michelle.
Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.